Space Patrol!
High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol! In today's transcribed Space Patrol adventure, Buzz and Happy, wounded in a fight with two of Baccarati's agents, have collapsed before the open door of a huge spaceship hangar on the planet Venus.
Storm's getting worse, Commander.
If you can crawl inside that hangar and close the door, we'll be safe.
Just, I can hardly breathe.
In a minute, we'll have a 680-ton door between us and the wind.
Keep going, Happy. You want me? Get under the hangar door. It's closing. Move fast, Happy. I can't.
Happy, hurry. We're right under the door. The kids are spinning.
And now for the complete story of today's thrilling adventure of Space Patrol. For weeks, Zoltan Baccarati has attempted to rebuild the crime empire created by his twin brother, only to be thwarted by Commander Corey of the Space Patrol. Pulled up in a retreat on Jupiter, Baccarati plots a new foray with the help of Amon Druga, a clever schemer who will undertake anything for the proper price. With the vigilance of Commander Corey curtailing Baccarati's lust for power, the evil prince is forced to exercise his vanity within the limits of his luxurious hideout, strutting before mirrors in gaudy uniforms designed by himself.
How do you like this, Druga? This is the uniform I shall wear upon official location.
Magnificent, Your Highness. Such rich purple. But isn't the overall effect rather severe?
Perhaps. But it isn't finished, Druga. Across the chest of the tunic, right here, I'm going to have a huge red falcon.
A red falcon? Marvelous.
Yes. For generations, the falcon has been the emblem of the Baccarati family. My brother's personal insignia was a black falcon, and mine shall be red.
Unfortunately, Your Highness cannot afford to appear in public with the red falcon emblem. At least not at present. It's a little bit conspicuous for one in your present position.
Will you stop reminding me that I'm a fugitive? From now on, Druga, I'm on the offensive.
But, Excellency, there are certain practical considerations.
Yes, lack of money, eh? Well, that is just temporary. Part of the family treasury is hidden somewhere in the universe, and I am going to find it.
But only your brother knows where it is. And he's in the criminal rehabilitation center, still under process.
I won't need my brother's help. There are family documents the Space Patrol never got their hands on. Somewhere in those documents, I'll find a clue.
Your Highness, I've been through those old records a dozen times. It's hopeless.
We'll go through them again. And this time, my luck will change. I know it.
What makes you so sure?
Once more, the 12 moons of Jupiter are approaching the formation they occupied at my birth. Druga, this means that it is time for me to act. For years, I lived in obscurity. My twin brother enjoyed all the rights and privileges. He tried to rule the universe. He matched wits with Commander Corey. And he failed.
That's why I suggest caution, Your Highness.
My brother failed because he was not meant to rule. But I am. I shall defeat Commander Corey.
Elsewhere, on the man-made planet Terra, Cadet Happy enters the central office of Commander Corey and hands Buzz a copy of a spacogram just decoded by the Space Patrol Communications Office.
It's from the Criminal Rehabilitation Center on Venus, Commander. Lieutenant Ulmer said it was important.
Oh, thanks, Happy. Yes, I should say it is. It concerns Prince Baccarati.
Baccarati? Which one?
The original prince. The one undergoing treatment at the rehab center.
Oh, don't tell me he escaped.
No. Well, the superintendent says Baccarati's now in phase 7 of the processing. That means the treatment is temporarily suspended to see how Baccarati's responding.
Oh, to see if he's getting cured, huh?
Yes. Apparently he is. He wants to turn some of his family treasure over to the government.
Baccarati wants to give something away?
Mm-hmm. To make amends for the trouble he's caused. But he insists on talking to me.
Sounds like a trick.
Perhaps. If it is, we'll know the processing isn't totally effective with Baccarati. On the other hand, he may be entirely sincere. I'll send a spacogram to the rehab center, then we'll blast off for Venus.
In Baccarati's hideout in Jupiter City, Amon Druga records a coded spacephone message on microtape. After several playbacks, he deciphers the message. Frowning at the result, he suddenly rises and rushes to Prince Baccarati's private quarters, where the crime czar poses before a mirror in his dazzling new uniform.
Your Highness,
This just came
How
in.
How do you like this uniform, Druga?
As I said before, Your Highness, it's in excellent taste. Most impressive.
Perhaps the Red Falcon could be just a little bit larger. After all, I have the chest for it. Oh, yes, what is it you wanted?
A message just came through from Venus, Excellency. Some information from the Rehabilitation Center. It's about your Excellency's brother.
Yes, what about him?
He has requested a private interview with Commander Corey. He wants to reveal the location of certain family treasures and turn them over to the government.
No, a traitor? My own brother a traitor?
I'm afraid I don't understand.
The idea of a Baccarati giving anything to the government? Besides, it's not my brother's property to give away, it's mine.
Frankly, I don't see what you can do about it.
My spine rehab center. I can get word to him, and he can do away with my brother before it's too late.
But the patients at the rehab center are carefully guarded. Besides, if something happens to your brother, the secret goes with him.
I suppose you're right, Druga. Well, I have it. Corey will investigate my brother's story. If we follow Corey when he leaves the rehab center, we'll know where the treasure is hidden.
A splendid idea, Your Highness. I'll get Liggett to help.
Get me a ship immediately. I'm going to Venus.
In a private consultation room at the Venus Rehabilitation Center, Buzz and Happy confer with the original Prince Baccarati, the evil genius who terrorized the entire solar system before being captured by Commander Corey. As they talk to the man who was once their mortal enemy, Buzz and Happy are amazed at the apparent transformation that's taken place during the few months of treatment.
It was very kind of you to come here, Commander. I appreciate it.
I'm willing to help any man who wants to correct his past mistakes.
Then you don't hold any hard feeling against me?
I can tell that you're not the same Prince Baccarati that I brought in here several months ago. Your whole personality has changed, isn't that right, Hap?
That's right, sir. For one thing, the Prince doesn't have a chip on his shoulder the way he used to.
Prince? Don't use that silly title. I realize now that it's entirely meaningless. Empty and stupid.
It's too bad your brother doesn't realize it.
Oh, Zoltan. I've been wondering about him.
I'm afraid he's trying to take over where you left off, Baccarati. He's been giving the Space Patrol a lot of trouble.
Well, perhaps I could talk some sense into him. Where is he?
Well, that's what I'd like to know. Frankly, I don't think anybody could talk sense to Zoltan. But we didn't come here to talk about your twin brother. I understand you want to turn something over to the government.
Yes, Commander, about 2 million credits in jewels.
Smoking rockets.
Well, I realize this wouldn't begin to pay for the destruction I've caused and the wrong I've done to innocent people. But this treasure might help some of my victims.
Where is the treasure, Baccarati?
It's here on Venus. I've drawn a crude map to help you find it. Here, this is the approximate location, Commander. These are the Vander Mountains. Now here to the south.
Hey, isn't that close to the Venus Storm Belt?
Yes. Years ago, my grandfather built a retreat there during a period of unrest on Jupiter. You see, he was quite a tyrant, and the people were close to an open rebellion.
And no one knows about it, not even your brother Zoltan.
I doubt it. Zoltan is the last person I would have told. The jewels are in a vault in a sub-basement of the main building. I've written down complete instructions on how to open the vault.
Oh, fine, Baccarati.
I can't give you the exact location, but you won't have any trouble. There are no other constructions within hundreds of miles.
Not in that region.
That's for sure.
According to your map, this is the main building. What are these other structures?
Oh, well, this small one is the power plant. And this is the hangar.
Hangar?
Yes, for a spaceship. It's quite strongly built. During the storm season, there are winds of several hundred miles an hour in that area.
Yes, I know. Strong enough to rip a ship off its moorings.
My grandfather was quite proud of that hangar. It's got a thick metal door that weighs 180 tons, yet it can be opened or closed in 20 seconds.
Wow.
60 years of Venus storms have battered that hangar door, and all they've done is scratch the surface of that big door.
Speaking of storms, we've got to get to that hideout very soon. The storm season is due to begin. Come on, Happy. Bring the map.
Several hours later, the Terra 5 skims low over the Vander Mountains near the equator of Venus. Far above the commander's ship, a private cruiser tracks the Space Patrol craft through the intervening mist by infrared scanning beams. At the controls is Zoltan Baccarati's assistant, Amon Druga. Beside him, operating the viewscope, is a big, heavy-set young man with a perpetual scowl on his battered face.
They're losing altitude, Liggett.
Looks like they're going to land.
Yeah, they must be nuts. There's nothing out here in these mountains.
Go after them. Tell them,
His Highness. Hey, look, Druga, that guy's a phony. If he's a prince, I'm the Secretary General.
See here, Liggett. For the money Baccarati's paying us, I'd call him King of the Outer Galaxy if that's what he wanted.
Some prince strutting around that purple uniform with a red chicken on it.
Don't let Baccarati hear you call it a chicken. It's a falcon, a red falcon, his personal symbol. Now do what I tell you, Liggett. Go aft and tell His Highness.
What's going on up here? Are we still on Corey's trail?
Yes, Excellency. Liggett was just going to call you. Corey's landing his ship.
All right. Now listen, both of you. I want to take Corey alive, but I'm not going to take any chances.
The ultrasonic heat projector will take care of them, Excellency. We won't leave the ship until Corey is helpless.
Remember, I merely want him helpless, understand? Nothing worse until I get my brother's secret from him. And then you and your friend Liggett can do what you like.
Hey, Druga, you sure you can keep that heat projector under control?
Of course. The ultrasonic vibrations will heat the air around Corey just enough to make him collapse.
Yeah, then we get out of the ship and grab him.
He's landed. I'll take the controls, Druga. You send out the heat projector.
Meantime, Buzz and Happy have left their ship and are walking toward the main building, now just dimly visible through the swirling dust stirred by the strong wind.
We didn't get here any too soon, sir. Looks like the storm season has already begun.
Yes, if we find Baccarati's treasure, we'll have to get it out of here ourselves right away.
Hey, what's the matter? Is that the wind or a spaceship?
The ship.
I wonder what they're flying this low for. And over these mountains? Hey, Commander. That heat.
It's like an oven.
Oh, where's it coming from? I can't breathe.
Get to the building. Hurry. If we don't get inside, we're finished.
Original Prince Baccarati, now in the final phases of treatment at the Criminal Rehabilitation Center, is anxious to atone for his past deeds. He has told Commander Corey where to find a portion of the Baccarati family treasure, hidden for years in a retreat in a range of mountains near the Venus equator. But Baccarati's twin brother, Zoltan, hoping to get the treasure for himself, has followed the Terra 5 and watched it land near the ancestral hideout. As Buzz and Happy fight their way through a windstorm, Baccarati's accomplice, Amon Druga, focuses an ultrasonic heat projector on the two space patrollers. Baccarati stares gloatingly at the viewscope screen as he sees Buzz and Happy drop from the stifling heat.
It worked! It worked! Shut off that heat projector, Druga.
They won't have much fight in them now, Your Highness.
Here's where we go to work, Druga. Let's get them.
Just a minute, Liggett. I don't want Corey so badly beaten up that he can tell me where the treasure is.
All right, Your Highness.
Excellency, from the dust out there, the storm has already begun. Visibility is very bad.
Take a portable spacophone. I'll keep an infrared viewscope beam on you. If you get lost, I'll guide you.
Yes, Your Highness. Come on, Liggett. Open the hatch.
The wind's getting worse. We better get moving.
Yes, sir. Oh, I'm so weak, I can hardly stand. Where did that heat blast come from, sir?
Oh, might be from natural causes.
There they are, Druga. Grab them quick, Liggett.
Hey, Commander, look.
They're looking for trouble, Hap. Use your ray gun.
Oh, no, you don't. I'll take that gun. Quick!
Druga, you should have left that heat projector on a little longer. Corey handed me an awful wallop.
And never mind that. Let's get them back to the ship.
Yeah, they're both out cold. It's hard enough to breathe in this sandstorm without lugging somebody on our backs.
Wait a minute. Maybe we'll meet. Let's see what this is sticking out of Corey's jacket.
Prince Baccarati to Druga. Baccarati calling Druga. Druga, can you hear me? Are you all right?
It's a big shot. Cut on the space phone. Tell him to shut up.
Keep quiet, Liggett. Druga here, Your Highness. Yes, Excellency. Corey and the cadet are out cold.
Then bring them to the ship at once.
Do you like that old purple pants sit nice and snug in the ship while we do all the work?
What was that? Speak up, I can't hear you.
Your Highness, it won't be necessary to bring Corey to the ship.
Why not?
I found a map in Corey's jacket. The treasure's in a vault in a building near here. Can you see Liggett and me at all in the viewscope?
Yes, I can see you. And there is a big building. building just east of you, about 100 yards.
All right, guide us there by space phone.
Listen, Druga, the wind's getting worse all the time. How are we going to lug the treasure to the ship?
Just shut up, Liggett. Your Highness, listen. Here's a real break. We won't have to lug the treasure through the storm. I just found something else on this map. There's an underground tunnel from the building that leads to the hangar.
Guided by Prince Baccarati, Druga and Liggett trudge through the dust storm toward the hiding place of the treasure, leaving Buzz and Happy lying on the ground. Moments later, Buzz regains consciousness and crawls toward Happy.
Happy, can you hear me?
Oh, my head.
We both gotta get going over. That's mild to what'll happen if we don't get out of this wind.
Hey, those two guys. Where'd they go?
Well, the map's gone. They probably went after the treasure.
I can't see a thing. This dust is awful.
These men took our ray guns. It's the wisest thing for us to do is go back to our ship if we can find it.
Which way is it? I'm all turned around.
I think it's in this direction. Come on. When we get to the ship, we can use the viewscope to see who we're fighting.
Keep moving.
Yes, sir.
We must have taken the wrong direction.
I'm afraid we did. Must have passed the ship by now.
The dust is so thick we could have missed it by a few yards and not known it.
Pat, look. There's something up ahead.
It's a building.
It's a spaceship hangar.
It's open. The door's open.
Come on, Hap. On your feet.
I can't.
Come on, fella.
Here, I'll help you.
I'm too weak, Hap. Between that heat blast, the beating, and the dust,
the storm's worse.
Yeah, if we can crawl inside that hangar and close the door, we'll be safe.
I can hardly breathe. Even if we got inside, how can we close the door?
We'll find the control mechanism somehow. We've got to.
That's it, Hap. Keep crawling.
In a minute, we'll have a thick 180-ton door between us and the wind.
Commander, I
keep going, Hap. A few more feet.
Commander, the hangar door is closed. Move fast, Hap. I can't. Hurry. We're right under the door. If it hits us, we're finished. Go on, Commander. If you can make it, Hap, it's a matter of seconds. Please.
Happy. Oh, that was close. I missed us by inches. If you hadn't yanked me when you did, listen. Someone's in here. Lie still. Don't move, even if they turn the light on us. Corey. Corey? I thought the door would finish you.
Druga to Baccarati. Druga calling Baccarati. Your Highness, come in, please.
I'll be back in a moment.
The ship for a moment to shut the hangar door.
Oh, it was getting drafty in there.
Yes, a lot of strange things were blown in. Corium, the cadet, for example. Nothing to be alarmed about. They found a hangar, but it didn't do them much good. They're lying just inside by the door. Have you found the treasure?
Yes, Excellency. Liggett's inside the vault now, hauling it out.
Good.
Have you found the tunnel opening into the hangar?
Well, it must be in the back end. I'll look for it. And have the door open when you and Liggett come through.
Fine, Your Highness.
You and Liggett hurry up. I want to blast away from here before this storm gets worse. Baccarati out. Now to locate the tunnel door.
Uh-oh. He's cut on the ship's lights. Fore and aft.
Press close to the hull, Happy. Hope he doesn't look out of the nose port. He'll see that we aren't lying up there by the door.
Waiting a long time for this.
Okay, Commander.
now, Corey. I'm going to break your neck.
Well, nice going, Commander.
Get a glass and a half.
Yes, sir. Now, just take it easy, Baccarat.
Help him up.
Yeah. On your feet. Hey, Commander, look at this fancy outfit he's got on. Purple and gold. Hey, and what's this on his chest?
Oh, a red falcon.
Hey, he's really dressed to kill.
He nearly succeeded.
You haven't won yet, Corey.
You're right, Baccarat. Got a couple of little helpers around here somewhere. Where are they?
Suppose you go out and look for them.
Now, look, Baccarati, if you're anxious to get bounced off that wall, I'll be glad to oblige. How about it?
No, Cadet, please.
All right, Baccarati, start talking.
Hey, Struga, how long is this tunnel anyway?
How should I know? I've never been
before. These boxes are heavy. We gotta make at least two more trips.
Stop complaining. If it wasn't for me, you'd be lugging this stuff through the storm instead of this nice, well-lighted tunnel.
I said okay, didn't I? You're a genius. Satisfied?
Well, look, Wigan. Right up ahead, there's some steps. You must be at the end of the tunnel.
It's about time. I thought His Highness was going to open the door.
Take it easy.
Your Highness! Your Highness! Good, he heard it.
Go on through, Liggett.
Well, we made it, Your Highness.
Drew and I figure it'll take about two more trips.
Yes, Excellency.
Corey.
Get your hands up, both of you.
Baccarati, why didn't you tip us off?
Get the weapons, Hap.
Yes, sir.
You were so smart, Drew. You and your old high and mighty there in the purple pajamas. I took your orders, but now I'm going to do it my way.
Come in, look out.
You asked for it, Liggett. Now then, this is a large hangar, and there's plenty of room on the floor beside Liggett. Want to join him, Druga?
No, thanks.
Now, as soon as Liggett comes to, we'll go back down the tunnel for the rest of Baccarati's treasure.
Commander, what about our ship? How will we get it out?
We can maneuver out of the hangar in Baccarati's ship using the repeller ray. The viewscope can locate Terra 5. When we get close, I'll go aboard.
The wind must be terrific outside now.
But I can get through it for a few yards. All right, Baccarati, it's time to go to work.
What do you mean?
You're going to help carry the treasure through the tunnel.
Well, this is an outrage. The Space Patrol has no right to take the treasure. It's mine.
Your twin brother is donating it to help his victims.
Well, it's not his to give away. He has no right to do this.
Well, look who's talking about rights.
Oh, wait. I'm one of my brother's victims. Doesn't that entitle me to a share of the treasure?
Hey, listen to that, Commander. It's getting as windy inside the hangar as it is outside.
I'm inclined to agree. Get going, Baccarati.
Very well. But what troubles have befallen the great name of Baccarati? First, my twin brother, subjected to humiliation by the Space Patrol. And now, myself.
Oh, cheer up, Baccarati. It could have been worse.
I don't see how.
Well, you could have been triplets.
An action preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol story. Buzz and Happy have just made an amazing discovery in an unexplored region of the planet Earth and are descending a mountain to their spaceship carrying a metal chest.
I'd like to open this chest right now, Commander. Maybe it would explain the whole mystery.
By the looks of it, we'll probably have to use an atomic torch, huh?
Just think, if it hadn't been for that earthquake, the secret would never have been discovered.
Watch your step, Happy. It's going to be tricky getting around this overhang.
Yeah. You know, if we drop this box, it'll go scooting down the mountain like it... Commander, what's that?
I don't know.
Some of these tropical birds make some weird noises, but this is half.
Look up above us. The rock's giving way.
Smoke rocket is another quake. Well, we've got to get away from here fast. The whole top of the mountain's coming down on us.
Join us again next week for this thrilling adventure with the Space Patrol. High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol. Armed Forces Radio Service.
Thank you.